are joined now by Allison Bruin, who is the head of the West Coast Women's Legal Education and Action Fund. Allison, what do you make of today's findings?
Well, I would say that given it's International Women's Day, it was good timing to raise awareness about the reality that face many women that are struggling with poverty and family law issues and a number of other things.
Do you think there is anything specifically in the recommendations that Victoria should enact immediately?
I think one of his suggestions is very good, is to set up access to justice committees in regions all over the province. I think that is a very, very strong suggestion, and I think it's something that could easily be followed. One of the things about his report that makes it so remarkable is he, from what he heard from those who submitted, the legal community and the nonprofit sector seem to be of a mind on this issue, and it's been a long time since those two groups have come together in such a way.
And I would presume that some of the roadblocks that he's mentioned in the report involving women getting legal aid, you've heard about firsthand.
Absolutely. We have been advocating for women trying to navigate the legal system for many, many years now. And one of the big issues, of course, is in the area of family law. And the barriers are often insurmountable, and women are giving up rights left, right, and center because of the lack of access to the kind of legal support they need.
So if you look back 5 or 10 years compared to now, has it gotten any better?
No, not at all. No, 10 years ago we had a much different and much more robust system. In fact, we have one of the best legal aid systems in the country, and we certainly do not now.
Well, we heard from the Attorney General earlier today, who says more people would actually be cut off from legal aid if the province was to adopt a recommendation regarding base eligibility on a standard like the StatsCan low income cutoff. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Well, I think the financial guidelines, I think he's trying to the reality is that it's not just about financial guidelines. That is one question, and I think that Mr. Dowse's recommendations are a lot more complex than he's suggesting. But there's also a big barrier in terms of subjects and what they cover. So it's what Dowse is suggesting is a combination that intertwines financial requirements with the subject matter, the needs of the client, a client-centered approach, which is quite different than what the Attorney General is commenting on.
Allison, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Allison Bruin is the head of the West Coast Women's Legal Education and Action Fund, joining us live from Vancouver.